say in chapter 2, verses 1 through 17. In the past 2 weeks, you know that my family and I, we went for a vacation. So we wanted to go to Shenandoah at, near D.C.
Is Teddy
and Carrie among us today? Maybe they're not here yet.
Okay, 他们可能待会儿过来。 但后来我们查了一下天气，然后发现山的都和那个 Smoky Mountain 都下雨。
And then when we checked the weather, we realized that Shenandoah Valley and the Smoky Mountains were all raining.
因为我们有过下雨天在那个山上camping的经历。
Because we have this experience of camping in the rain.
又湿又冷，所以很不好受。
It's cold and wet, and we don't like it.
但是也有比较舒服的地方。
But of course, there are more comfortable place.
所以我们就决定换一个地方。
So we decided to change our place of vacation.
但我们喜欢山嘛，所以山呢都不能去了， Smoky Mountain 不能去了，那去哪里？
So if we can't go to Shenandoah or Smoky Mountains, where should we go?
所以我们就决定往西走，然后去 Rocky Mountain.
So we decided to go to Rocky Mountains on the west.
所以我们就去了 Rocky Mountain.
So we went to Rockies instead.
你知道 Rocky Mountain 到这里多远吗？
Do you know how far the Rockies are from here?
所以我们一路当中有很多经历，有很多的体会。
So there is a lot of experience that we have going to the Rockies.
待会我会和大家来分享。
I will share a little bit with you later.
分享其中的一部分。
I'll share a part of it.
今天我们的经文是约珥书的二章一到十七节。
But today our scripture comes from chapter 2 of Joel, verses 1 through 17.
约珥书这本小先知书，它的主题是耶和华的日子。
And we know the theme of the book of Joel is the day of the Lord.
耶和华的日子是什么意思？
What does this mean, the day of the Lord?
大家都知道耶和华的日子是什么意思，有人知道吗？
Any one of you know what the meaning of the day of the Lord?
审判的日子，很好，审判的日子，还有什么的日子？
It's the day of judgment.
还有什么？ 拯救的日子，我听说，听到了，但是讲得很好。
It's the day of salvation.
耶和华的日子有两个最主要的主题，一个是审判，一个是拯救。So
there's two themes on the day of the Lord, the day of judgment and also the day of salvation.
所以我们今天主要看的是审判。And
today we'll look at judgment primarily.
虽然在这段经文当中也有那个拯救的希望，但这不是拯救，不是这段经文的主题。
So even though there's the hope of salvation, but it's not the theme of this passage that we have.
这段经文的主题是审判。And
the theme of this passage here is judgment.
所以我们今天就来
We'll look at this scripture today.
我邀请大家起立，我们先一起来读一下这段经文。
We invite you to stand as we read this section of scripture.
我们还是用起音的方式一起来读，我来读单数节，请大家来读双数节，好吗？
And we'll read responsively. I'll read the odd number verses, and you will read the even number.
你们要在锡安吹角，在我圣山吹出大声，国中的居民都要发颤，因为耶和华的日子将到，已经临近。
A day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick darkness, like blackness. There is spread upon the mountains a great and powerful people. Their like has never been before, nor will be again after them, through the years of all generations.
他们前面如火烧灭，后面如火焰烧尽，未到以前地如伊甸园，过去以后成了荒凉的旷野，没有一样能躲避他们的。
Their appearance is like the appearance of horses, and like war horses they run.
在山顶蹦跳的响声，如车辆的响声，又如火焰烧碎节的响声，好像强势的麋摆阵预备打仗。
Before them, peoples are in anguish, all faces grow pale.
他们如勇士飞跑，像战士爬城，各都不行，不乱队伍。
They do not jostle one another, each marches in his path, they burst through the weapons and are not halted.
他们蹦上城，窜上墙，爬上房屋，进入窗户，如同盗贼。
The earth quakes before them, the heavens tremble, the sun and the moon are darkened, and the stars withdraw their shining.
耶和华在他军旅前发声，他的队伍甚大，成就他命的是强盛者，因为耶和华的日子大而可畏，谁能担得起呢？
Yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning.
你们要撕裂心肠，不撕裂衣服，归向耶和华你们的神，因为他有恩典，有怜悯，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱，并且后悔不降所受的灾。
Who knows whether he will not turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God?
你们要在锡安吹角，非定禁食的日子，宣告严肃会。
Gather the people, consecrate the consecration. Assemble the elders, gather the children, even nursing infants. Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her chamber.
侍奉耶和华的祭司要在廊子和祭坛中间哭泣，说：耶和华啊，求你顾惜你的百姓，不要使你的产业受羞辱。列邦管辖他们，为何容列国的人说他们的神在哪里呢？这是神的话语。
This is the word of the Lord. Let's pray.
天父，亲爱的主啊，我们来到你的面前，主啊，我们求你祝福你的话语。
Oh Lord, Heavenly Father, we come before you and we pray that you would bless your word. We pray that your Holy Spirit will fill this place and lead us in worship. May your Holy Spirit anoint the preacher that he may preach your word. We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
所以这是我们今天的大纲。我们的今天的大纲有三个部分。第一个部分讲耶和华的日子。
So this is our outline today. It's talking about the day of the Lord first.
我会讲约珥书的二章一到十七节这一段里面所讲的耶和华的日子。
And we will talk about the day of the Lord specifically in this passage, chapter 2, 1 through 17.
是审判的日子。
The day of judgment.
然后第二部分我们会把这段经文我们会联系到启示录里面，我会讲到三个审判。
In the next part, we'll link it to Revelation and we'll talk about the three judgments. We'll see the relationship of these three judgments. And the third part, we'll talk about application. And we'll see that application is a specific point in our sermon today. And some have reflected that I have very little application in my sermon.
这个谢谢弟兄姐妹的意见。
And thank you for your advice.
我也有意的能够往应用 方面多多的发展。
And I'm trying to move towards more application.
所以我们今天讲到有两前面两个部分是讲我们讲 knowledge 的部分。
So the first two points is on our knowledge of the text.
然后后面一个部分讲到对我们来说这句段经文是什么意思。
And the third part we'll talk about what it means for us.
那中国人经常讲智慧，大家知道智慧是什么意思？
And the Chinese often talk about wisdom. Do you know what wisdom is?
有没有人知道智慧是什么意思？
Anybody know what wisdom is?
Wisdom is wisdom, 是吧？但中国人讲智慧其实有两个词，一个是智，一个是慧。
And so when the Chinese talk about wisdom, there's two separate words for it.
智是什么意思？慧是什么意思？
And what is knowledge and prudence?
智的话在我不知道英文怎么翻译，但英文可能会翻译成 wisdom 比较好，然后智翻的 knowledge 比较好，但我不知道啊。智的话，在中国基本上来，在中国古代话主要指知识、指技巧、指术的这个层面。
And so the first word is about knowledge and skills about doing things.
这种东西你就通过书本的学习，在学校里面学习就可以学到的。
So through books you can gain knowledge, you can gain skills.
但是慧这个词不一样，这个字不一样。
But this idea of prudence is different.
慧是它下面有个心字旁，心字底的。
In the Chinese character, the prudence word has a heart below it.
所以在中国的字里面，所有带心字旁的或心字底的，都是要经过你的心的。
So everything with the Chinese character with a heart on it, it has to go through your heart in a way.
所以智是可以不经过心的，在头脑里面就行了。
So for knowledge is primarily in your head.
但是慧是要经过心的。
But prudence, you have to go through your heart.
像人生的智慧。
It is the wisdom of our life.
你要经过心，你必须经历，你才能够明白。
And through your experience, then you can understand.
你是在头脑里面的那个叫智，那个不叫慧。
That is in your mind is your knowledge, is not prudence.
但是在中国，智慧两个是相联系的。
But in Chinese, this wisdom, this knowledge and prudence is linked.
所以智和慧在放在一起叫智慧。
So when they knowledge and prudence together is wisdom.
所以中国人很厉害，我们很早古人很厉害，我们很早就看到智和慧是有一定的关系的。
So the ancients know the difference between knowledge and prudence.
所以智可以来增加慧。
You can increase your knowledge so that your prudence may increase too.
但是在我们的现实的生活当中，很多的时候有慧，我们有会发现有慧的人没有智，就是说叫有慧无智，或者有智无慧。
But in our reality, we sometimes find people with knowledge without wisdom, or vice versa.
有慧的人就没有智，就反对智，所以成了反理性、反智主义者。
And so those who have prudence without knowledge become anti-intellectual.
来，另外一个极端是有智无慧，就是有知识但是却没有慧。
But the other extreme is having knowledge and with no prudence.
这就是我们经常在教会里面说的，他是知识很多，但是没有生命。
And that's what we say in the church. He has a lot of knowledge, but the life doesn't reflect it.
可能对我们长老会的这比较明显。
And to our Presbyterian churches, is very evident.
前几天我又听了一个朋友说我，很高兴的说我开智了。
And a couple of days ago, a friend told me that I've gained some knowledge.
我心里面其实很想说，我说你这是开会了，你不是开智了。
And what I say in my heart is that you're saying I have more prudence now, not knowledge.
因为开智的话是三岁小孩做的事情。
It's because gaining more knowledge is like a little kid.
但开会不一样，开会就是说你悟出了什么东西，你悟到了。
But gaining prudence means you realize a certain truth about things.
要准备一篇有智的讲道很容易，大概一天半或两天就可以准备好了。
To prepare a sermon that's full of knowledge is very easy, about 1 to 2 days.
大家要准备一篇有慧的讲道很不容易，你要有精力，你要走心。那可能你一星期也准备不好，可能你两星期也准备不好。
But to prepare a sermon with prudence and wisdom is not easy.
感谢主，今天这两周的休假，在这当中有很多的思考，我可以把这个应用部分稍微多讲一点。
So I give thanks to God that in these 2 weeks I have more time to reflect and think, can talk more about the application from this passage.
好，我们先来看这段经，我们先看智的部分。
Let's look at the part of knowledge first.
那首先就看在约珥书的2:1-17的讲到耶和华的日子。
And here he talks about the day of the Lord in verses 1-17.
首先在第一节我们看到他说你们要在锡安吹角，在我的圣山吹出大声。
And in very first verse 1 it says, blow a trumpet in Zion, sound an alarm on my holy mountain.
所以这段经文告诉我们什么？这句话告诉我们什么？
And this verse, what does it tell us?
这句话告诉我们说，那个审判是从耶和华而来。
This tells us that the judgment comes from the Lord.
这个审判是从上帝而来。
This judgment is from the Lord.
这个审判是对谁的？
And who is it directed towards?
对以色列的。
It's directed towards Israel.
对神的百姓的。
It's directed towards the people of God.
所以我们在这里看到，上帝要审判他的百姓。
And God will judge His people.
上帝要审判他的子民。
God will judge His nation.
我们听到这句话的时候，这个 statement 的时候，我们心里不知道怎么想的。
And I don't know what you feel when you hear this statement.
大家在座的都是上帝的百姓，都是上帝的子民。
And we are all here, the people of God, a nation of His.
但是在这里说要在锡安吹角，锡安是什么地方？
But here it says, blow a trumpet in Zion. Where is Zion?
要在圣山吹出大声音，圣山是哪里？
And where is this holy mountain where an alarm will be sounded?
这个审判是从耶和华而来的，来审判他的百姓。
This judgment is from the Lord towards His people.
来审判他的子民。
To judge his kingdom.
我们在第二节看到那日是黑暗，是幽冥，是密云乌黑的日子。
And in verse 2, we see that it's the day of darkness and gloom, day of clouds and thick darkness.
这里用了四个词，前两个词是一对，后面两个词是一对。
And so you see a pair of words, the first pair and the second.
黑暗和幽冥是一对，来表示就是那审判的日子是没有任何的希望，没有任何的光的。
And in the darkness of glooms, it tells us that there is no light and hope at all in the day of judgment.
密云和乌黑，其实后面的乌黑也是指的是云的日子。这个给我们的一个 picture 就是说，那个天上的密云，乌黑的乌云，那给人的感觉是一个什么样的感觉？
And what kind of feeling do we have when we think of the clouds and the thick darkness?
你想想看那个，这次我们出去的时候，我们就是说度假出去的时候。刚好是我们知道，就是现在美国的东部的话是大概是 storm 的季节。
And now as we were on vacation, we know that on the east side of the state is the season of the storm.
所以我们从75号公路出去的时候，然后走到 Gainesville 那一块的时候，走到 Georgia 那一块的时候，看到天上都是乌云，都是黑云。
So as we drive towards Georgia and I-75, we see all these dark clouds surrounding us.
所以那个给人的感觉是一个什么样的感觉
？And what kind of feeling does that evoke in your heart?
是一个很压抑的感觉。
It's kind of depressed.
所以这就是那个审判的日子来临的时候，他给我们这样的一个生动的一个描述。
So it is this description of the day of judgment as it comes upon the people.
那后面半句话说，好像晨光铺满山林。
And it says it's like a blackness that is spread upon the mountains.
我们不知道大家在早上起来的时候有没有看到太阳升起的时候那个景象。
I don't know whether you have seen the sun rising up on the day.
我们这次很多的天住在那个 Moray Park, Moray Park 的 camping site, 就 Rocky Mountain 那里。
So we have spent many days in the Rocky Mountains this vacation.
其中有一天我们住在116号这个 campsite.
And we stayed on one of the day in 116
campsite. 116号 campsite 的这个小山包上面。
It's on the side of the mountain.
在小山包上面，这个山包的东边是一个 valley， 是一个就是里面有没有很多的树，大概有很多的草。
And on the east side of this mountain is there is not much trees in it. It's a valley that's plain.
所以那天早上，当我很早起来，然后坐在那里的时候，看到太阳从那个东边升起来的时候，那就是晨光一下子铺满山林。
And that morning, as I woke up early and to wait for the sunrise, to see the sun rising up towards, shining towards all the plains.
So this,这样一个晨光铺满山林，每个人看起来都是很美好的，对不对？
And it's full of hope, isn't it, with the sunlight shining towards all the plains?
但这里是来形容，就是说神的百姓那个仇敌，那个仇敌来的时候是很快的，好像晨光铺满山林，又是无所不在的。
But here is to describe this the enemies of the God when it comes upon us very quick.
但是很快的，一下子就到来。
And very quickly it will come.
而且是无所不在的，你没有任何的地方可以去逃避。
And they are everywhere, you cannot hide from it.
然后从这个二节的后半节，然后一直到十一节，我们就看到这到底是一个什么样的审判。
And so from verses 2 at the end of it to 11, we see what kind of judgment it is.
在二节后半节在这里提到，有一对蝗虫是又大又强，从来没有这样的，在后代也必没有。
And then in verse 2, the end of it, there is a great and powerful people. Their like has never been before.
如果你知道历史的话，你就知道这是在讲巴比伦的军队。
And if you know history, is talking about the Babylonian army.
这是在讲尼布甲尼撒王的军队，他们来进攻犹大，进攻耶路撒冷的时候。
It's talking about the army that's coming to Jerusalem to invade it.
他们像蝗虫一样，就是铺天盖地。They
are like locusts, and they are all over the place.
他们是一个强大的军队，前面没有，后世也没有。They
are great and powerful people. Their like has never been before, and no will ever be again.
第三节形容他们在前面如火烧灭，后面如火焰烧尽。So
they are like fire devouring before them and fire behind them.
他们在没有到达之前，这个地，这个犹大地，他们犹大的国民好像在伊甸园里面，然后在过去之后成了荒凉的旷野。So
before they came, the land of Judah is like Eden, but after they passed, it's like a desolation.
所以你可以在这里这个一个对比，你可以看到神的审判。You
can see the contrast here on the
judgment of the Lord. 你可以看到神借着巴比伦来审判他的子民。And
through Babylonian army, the Lord is judging His people.
神借着外邦人来审判他的子民，神借着这个世界来审判他的百姓。And
through the foreigners, God is judging His nation. Through the world, His people are judged.
我们再看后面第四节，看后面他对这个巴比伦军队的描述。And
then we'll look at verse 4, the description of this army.
说他们的形状好像背马。
And their appearance is like the appearance of horses. And you know what's the fastest animal then?
就是马,
and that's horse.
当时在军队里面最强的是什么?
And what's the strongest among the army in the point
of view?
It's horse and chariots.
所以你在后面又看到车辆的声音，如同火焰烧碎节的响声，好像强势的民在摆阵，预备打仗。
And then you see the rumbling of chariots, like the crackling of a flame preparing for battle.
后面的看到巴比伦军队，他们的强壮，他们是很有纪律，是很有秩序的。
And so the Babylonian army is strong, and they are very disciplined.
所以他们一来，他们如勇士奔跑，像战士爬城。
And like warriors, they charge and they scale the wall and they march.
外邦人的这个军队是很有秩序的，这个世界是很有纪律的。So
the foreigner is very disciplined. This world has has discipline in itself.
你看他们彼此并不拥挤，向前各行其路，直闯兵器，不偏左右。They
do not jostle one another. Each marches in its path.
所以我们如果把自己放在当时的犹大。 人的这个地位的话，我们想想，他们面临这样的一个巴比伦的军队，铺天，就是铺天遍野巴比伦的军队的时候，他们是一个怎么样的心情？So
you can put yourself in the shoe of a Judahite at a time when you're thinking of this Babylonian army coming to judge you.
所以他们一来，地震天动，日月灰暗，星宿无光。When
they come, the whole earth will shake, and the whole heavens will be darkened.
所以你会看到这个犹大人，这个以色列的人，他们没有希望，没有盼望。 日月无光，地震天动。
For the Israelite, there seems to be no hope. The heavens tremble and the earth quakes.
但十一节就说是耶和华在他的军旅前发声。
But in verse 11 it says the Lord utters His voice before His army.
你看到吗？是耶和华。
It is the Lord.
来自于耶和华。
Judgment comes from the Lord.
耶和华在他军旅前发声。
And the Lord utters His voice before His army.
这个军队是耶和华的军队，来要审判他的百姓。
This army is the army of the Lord to judge His people.
因为耶和华的日子大而可畏，谁能当得起呢？
For the day of the Lord is great and very awesome. Who can endure it?
审判的目的是什么？
And what is this aim of this judgment?
审判的目的是来呼召人们悔改。
The aim of this judgment is to call people to repentance.
神审判他的百姓，来惩罚他的百姓，是呼召他们悔改。
And God judges His people so that they may repent.
所以在这里说，你们应当禁食，应当哭泣，应当悲哀，一心要归向耶和华。
And here He says that you are to consecrate yourselves to weep and to mourn, so that your hearts can turn back to the Lord.
有怜悯，有慈爱。
Because the Lord is gracious and merciful.
所以你们要撕裂你们的心肠，不要只撕裂衣服，要撕裂你们的心肠，要归向耶和华。
So rend your hearts and not your garments, and return to the Lord your God.
或者耶和华后悔。
Or perhaps He will relent.
或者他留下余福。
Or perhaps He will give you blessing.
所以我们在这里看到神呼召以色列人来悔改。
So here the Lord calls His people to repent.
在这里又看到吹角，你们要吹角，要定那个禁食的日子，要让以色列人所有的人，从老到少，从老者到孩童，有吃奶的，甚至是刚结婚的，都要来，都要悔改。
And so then he says, blow the trumpet, consecrate a fast, and gather all the people from the elderly to the children, to even to the bridegroom and the bride. God calls His people to repent. So the goal of this discipline and judgment is that the people may repent. Here we also see a glimpse of salvation as we see in verse 13.
在十四节，或者他转意后悔，留下余福。
Who knows whether he will not turn and relent? Verse 14.
或者留下献给耶和华你们神的素祭和奠祭也未可知。
And leave behind a blessing, a grain offering and a drink offering. What's a grain and drink offering for?
素祭和奠祭是感恩的。
Grain and drink offering are offering of thanksgiving.
在这里看到神会在审判当中留下一点。
And so God in His judgment will relent.
我在两个星期前我们离开的时候，吴长老讲的那个渔民的概念在就在这里。
And so 2 weeks ago when Elder Wu was preaching on the idea of remnant, it's here.
好，我们看这个三个审判。
And then we'll look at these three judgments.
我们首先在我们刚才看了约珥当书当中的审判。
We look at the judgment in the book of Joel.
我们看约珥书当中的审判，我们就知道这是对神对他的百姓对他的子民的审判。
And we know that in the book of Joel is the judgment towards his people.
然后我们会发现约珥书的审判其实和在启示录中的十六章和二十章当中的审判非常的相似。
And you will realize that the judgment of Joel is very similar to Revelation 16 and 20.
然后最后我们会把这个审判连到那个最后在启示录二十章那个白色大宝座前的审判。
Eventually we'll link it to the great white throne of judgment in Revelation 20.
我们看从这个白色大宝座前的最终的审判来看这两个审判。
And from this judgment before the great white throne to look at these two judgments that will come.
我们先总结约珥书的审判。约珥书中的审判，我们在这里看到它是出自于神的。
And so in the book of Joel, the judgment comes from the Lord.
它的对象是谁？对象是神的百姓，神的子民。
And it's directed towards God's people.
它的方式是什么
？But what is it? How is it carried out?
它的方式是它是透过这个世界，透过这个外邦人来审判它的百姓。
And it's through the Babylonian army, through the world, to judge his people.
他目的是什么？
What's the goal of it?
目的是呼召他的百姓来悔改。
The goal is to call his people to repentance.
我们在这个约珥书当中，我们看到那个大灾难。
In the book of Joel, we see the great judgment.
当巴比伦军队来的时候，是对给以色列人带来一个极大的灾难。
When the Babylonian army comes, it's a great judgment on the people.
巴比伦摧毁了以色列，摧毁了耶路撒冷，他们杀害了很多神的百姓。
So the Babylonians left Jerusalem and Judah in desolation.
所以你如果看这个审判，你会看到这个审判和以在启示录十六章、二十章中的审判非常的相似。
And if you see this judgment is very similar to Revelation 16 and 20.
在启示录的十六章，在这里提到三个污秽的灵，从那个龙、从那个第二个兽和第三个兽口中出来三个污秽的灵。这三个污秽的灵来召集地上的众王一起来聚集在哈米基多，来攻击神的百姓。
And here in 16, you see that there's three filthy spirits from the two beasts, and when they come out from their mouth, they gather all the kings of the earth at Armageddon.
那启示录里面我们知道这三个兽，那个一个龙，龙和其他两个兽都是代表这个撒旦，代表这个敌对的势力。
And these three beasts, the dragon and the two other beasts, are all representing Satan and all the...
它是模仿那个神的，模仿三位一体的神。
It's a pseudo-trinity.
所以这个撒旦是激动地上的万国，激动地上的众国起来要攻击神的百姓。
And so Satan gathered all the kings of this earth to go against the king.
这个就是我们在末世论里面讲的那个大灾难。
This is the great judgment that we talk about in astrology.
也就是说，在基督来临之前，最终来临之前，审判之前，有一个大的灾难。
And so before Christ eventually comes, there is a great tribulation.
就是地上的这些不信的人要起来，要攻击神的百姓。
And all the unbelievers of this earth will gather together against his people.
在十六章里面讲到这些，然后在二十章里面同样又这个再一个重复，再次讲这件事情。
And then in chapter 20 again, repeatedly we see this judgment again.
在二十章里面讲到，在千禧年之后，撒旦被释放出来，所以他就蛊惑那个哥哥和马革，然后起来，然后围困那个蒙爱的城。So
in 20, when after the millennium, Satan is released for a little while, and he gathered the kings of Gog and Magog, and he goes against the God.
所以你在这里看到，约翰书的审判和启示录的这两个审判其实是非常类似的。
So the judgment in Joel is very similar to these two judgments in 16 and 20 of Revelation.
同样审判的对象是神的百姓。And
similarly, the judgment is upon the people of God.
在旧约里面是以色列。And
in the Old Testament is towards Israel.
在新约里面是他的教会。But
in the New Testament is towards his church. Is his people.
所以不要以为我们在新约里面不会有这样的审判。
And don't imagine that in the New Testament we will not face such judgment. We will be. And in the Revelation we see that it's prophesied. And so how is this judgment carried out? And the mode of it is through the world to judge the people of God. And eventually we see that there is salvation in God among them. And in the second half of chapter 2, you will see God's restoration and salvation.
然后在启示录的十六章、二十章，这里面都是在第六晚的时候所发生的事情，或第七号或者第六晚、第六的时候所发生的事情，是对神百姓的审判。
And so in Revelation 16 and 20, you see that it's the sixth, either the sixth trumpet or the seventh trumpet, that seventh bowl that's towards the people of God.
但第七王到，那个天使第七王到下的时候会发生什么？
So what happens when the seventh bowl is being poured out?
神会审判那个外邦人，会审判巴比伦。
God will then judge the nations, will judge Babylon.
所以我们在这里看到，就是这两个审判是非常相似的。
So we see the similarity between these two judgments.
而且审判的目的是什么？
And then what is the goal of this judgment?
是呼召他的百姓悔改。
It's to call his people to repentance.
所以这是我们在这里看到，审判是从神的家先开始的。
So judgment starts from the house of the Lord first.
然后我们再看启示录二十章里面最后的审判。
And then we look at the last judgment in Revelation 20.
在启示录二十章最后的审判里面是所有的人，在这个白色大宝座面前，所有的人，我们看在这里看到说。 必交出其中的死人，死亡和阴间也交出其中的死人，海也交出其中的死人，是所有的人都要在这个基督的宝座前面进行受审判。
And in this judgment, we saw the dead, great and small, even from the sea and from death and Hades, all of them will stand before the Lord for judgment.
我们在这里看到，如果名字没有被记在生命册上的人，就是没有被拣选的人。 他们的结局就是被扔在火湖里面，就地狱里面。
And those whose name are not written in the book of life, those who are not chosen, they will be thrown into the lake of fire.
但是名字如果在生命册上的，以为基督已经替我们受了审判。But
if your name is in the book of life, because Christ has suffered this judgment for us,
所以我们不再受死的审判。So
we are no longer enduring the second death.
所以我们来总结这三个审判之间的关系，我们会发现约尔书的审判其实是指向启示录十六章的二十。
So if we conclude, we know that the judgment in Joel is pointing towards the judgment in Revelation 16 and 20.
所以旧约是指向新约的。The
Old Testament is pointing towards the New Testament.
旧约是影子，新约是实体。And
so the shadow in the Old Testament, reality in the New.
所以在耶和华的日子，在旧约神要审判以色列，在新约神要审判他的教会。So
in the Old Testament, the Lord is to judge His people Israel, and the New Testament is to judge the church.
审判都是从神而来的。
And judgment comes from the Lord.
And the object of judgment is the people. In the Old Testament is Israel, New Testament is the church. And the mode of judgment is that through the foreigners or the world to judge his people. In the Old Testament, God used Assyria and Babylon to judge his people. And in the New Testament, it's the kings of this world. We can use Gog and Magog to represent the cultures of this world. And what is the manifestation of it? And you will see suffering. And in Joel, you see how much of God's people die in this judgment. And in the New Testament, because of God's judgment, we will have difficulties and suffering. And the final goal of this judgment is to call his people to repentance. And we know that for those who have chosen, this judgment is discipline for them. Because Jesus Christ has died for those who have been chosen. But we will still see the manifestation of it. We will still see suffering. Then what is the goal of this suffering then? Through all this judgment and suffering, to remind us that there is a final judgment. So even though there's many meanings for our suffering, but one of it here is to point us towards the final suffering, final judgment that we have.
So when we are truly the
And so if we are truly the people of God, when we suffer, we are reminded of the final judgment and suffering that is waiting for us. The goal is to remind us, to call us to repent so that we do not stray from the Lord. Just like Isaiah says, this is the right path. Whether you go to the left or the right, there will be a voice telling you this is the right path. You ought to walk in it. And that voice is through suffering telling you the right path. So we'll come to the part of application in this passage.
中国有一句话说, 百人听到, 十人悟道, 然后呢, 一人行道。
So in Chinese, there's a proverb that says, well, there's 100 of them who hear the words, 10 of them realize it, only one person lives it out.
在皇帝内经上讲, 道者, 圣人行之, 愚者配之。
And so in this proverb, it says that the Tao, the good person will fulfill it, but the foolish will not.
圣人行之是什么意思? 就是说聪明的人听到这个道, 赶紧然后去把它行出来,活出来。
That is to say, those who are wise, when they hear this truth, they will try to live it out in their lives.
但愚蠢的人听到这个道以后,把它装在一个盒子上面,带在这个身上, 就把它做成个香囊,带在这个身上,来装饰自己。
But the foolish will only take this wisdom and to decorate themselves and not to live it out.
所以这叫愚者配置。
And that is to say, the foolish will decorate it themselves.
我们今天是要,你要做圣人,你要做聪明的人。
So we ask whether we want to be the wise or we want to be the foolish ones.
老子也说, 上士为道, 勤而行之。
And so Laozi says that the person who has high capacity, when he knows the Tao, he will try to live it out.
就是说那个, 比较聪明的人, 有智慧的人, 听到道了以后,
And those who are wise, when he hears this word of wisdom, he'll try to live it out in his life.
然后说, 中士为道, 若垂若亡。
And those in the middling capacity, when you hear the word, they are in a dilemma whether to do it or not.
什么意思？就是说那个中间的人，就是我们大多数人都是中间的人，听到道了以后，或信或不信，然后在这个犹豫之间，然后
就蹉跎了很多的时光。
And so those of us who are in the middling capacity, we kind of are in a dilemma when you hear the truth.
所以你想想，你是上士还是下中士
？So whether you are high or middling capacity, you have to think for yourself.
然后又讲到下士为道，大笑之。
And then the people of low capacity, when they hear the word, they will laugh at it.
他们嘲笑说：“你讲的是什么？”
They will laugh at it. They don't know what you're talking about.
然后后面说：“不笑不足以为道。”
And finally, it says, if it's not worth laughing, it's not truth at all.
这些人他不嘲笑，那就不是道。
Now, if you don't laugh, then it's not truth.
所以我们现在，我弟兄姐妹，你们要是做上士，是做中士，还是做下士？
So we have to ask whether we want to be the person with the high or the middle or the low capacity.
神把他的道赐给我们。
God has given us His word.
但很多人，我们的心里面是半信半疑。
But many of us, we doubt in our hearts.
我们在这里听听，然后出去，我们周一到周六之间，我们还是按照我们的方式去活。
And we hear from here, and then in the rest of the week, we live according to our own principles.
我们很多人是中士，我们不是上士。
Many of us are in the middling capacities.
所以我们今天讲的这个道理，今天讲的这个知。我们怎么样应用在我们的生活当中
？This knowledge that we talk about today, how do we live it out in our lives?
我们今天的讲的知识，我们知道这个三个审判者的关系。我们知道约珥书的审判是指向在新约当中新约的教会所要受的审判。那个审判最终是指向那个最终的审判的。
We know that in the book of Joel, the judgment is pointing towards the judgment of the New Testament and pointing ultimately towards the final judgment.
我们看到这个审判不是对外邦人的，而是对神的百姓自己的审判，是对神家里的审判。
And this judgment is not towards the foreigners, but towards the people of God.
这个审判在不但在旧约时候有，在新约的时候有，不但在过去有，将来有，现在也有。
And this judgment is not just in the past and the future, but even now we see that it's happening.
所以你不要说这个今天讲的道是在讲以色列的历史，在讲。将来呢？将来启示录里面的那个历史跟我们没有关系。
So don't say that this sermon is only for the Israelites or towards the end of the world in Revelation.
不是这样的，今天这个道是对我们讲的。
This sermon is towards us today.
今天这个神的审判就在我们的身上，它是以苦难的方式来表象出来。
And this judgment is upon us today and is manifested in our suffering.
所以神在苦难当中提醒我们，将来有最终的审判。
In our suffering, God is reminding us that there is a final judgment.
神在苦难当中提醒我们，你已经偏离了神的道路。
In our suffering, is reminding us that we have strayed
from God's path. 你已经偏左或偏右了，现在你要回到正路当中。
We have strayed to the left or to the right, and now we are to return to the right path.
弟兄姐妹，我们如何逃离那最终的审判呢
？Brothers and sisters, how do we escape the final judgment?
只有一条，就是在基督里面，就是常在基督里面。
There's only one way, and that's to abide in Christ.
因为基督已经替我们承受了最终的审判。
Because Christ has bore the final judgment.
所以我们常在基督里面，我们才可以逃离那最终的审判。
So when we are in Christ, we can escape the final judgment.
常在基督里面这样的一个 knowledge, 这样一个 indicative 就带来了一个 imperative.
And so this indicative of being hidden in Christ brings about an imperative.
这 imperative 是什么？就是我们要让基督活在我们的身体。
And this imperative is to let Christ live in us.
那么活着就是基督。
And when we live, it is Christ.
就是让我们基督在我们的生命当中方方面面来做王。
And that is to all aspects of our hearts that Christ reigns as King.
我们这次旅行去 Rocky Mountain.
This time around, our vacation to Rocky Mountains.
其实我心内心最深处有一个想法，可能我自己都不知道，但是我后来回忆的时候。回想的时候我才知道。
So actually, I have an intention in my heart that I may not be aware until I reflect upon it.
我是想在这个旅行当中把神踢出我这个旅行，我让自己去营造这个 vacation.
So I wanted to enjoy this vacation by myself without God.
我不想神在我这个 vacation 当中做主。
I don't want the Lord to be Lord in my vacation.
我太太不断地提醒我。
And my wife reminded me.
她说你要营造God。
You have to enjoy God.
Enjoy God, 让神在我们这个旅行当中做主。
You have to enjoy God as Lord in our vacation.
我嘴上说，是是。
I would just agree and say, yes.
但心里面不以为然。
But in my heart, I disagree.
但神就借着苦难来提醒我。
But through this suffering, it's reminded me.
但在苦难当中有恩典，神没有完全弃绝我。
Of course, in the suffering, there is always grace. God has not.
我们开了三天的车，从这里到 Rocky Mountain， 30个hour。
So we drove for 3 days from here to Rocky Mountains。
三天的车，你知道吗？最后我们到最后那一站到 Denver。
So the last part when we were in Denver。
那其实我们如果要去 Rocky Mountain， 不经过 Denver 的。
If you have to go to Rockies, you don't have to go through Denver。
从 Denver 那个绕城绕上去。
You can go around Denver and go to Rockies。
但是很奇怪，我们准备在那吃，在 Denver 前面两个小时的地方吃晚饭，准备吃晚饭的时候碰到一个老板娘，中国的老板娘。
So, but then before we get into Denver, we had dinner at this Chinese restaurant. We met the boss of the restaurant.
我们去他餐馆吃饭。
We went to a restaurant to have a meal.
送给他生意。
And give her business.
那老板娘说，我们这里是中餐，是对美国人的，可能不合你的胃口。
The boss of the restaurant said, "Our food is Chinese American. It's not for Chinese. It's for American."
他说，我建议你去丹佛那里去吃地道的中国菜。
I suggest that you go to Denver so that you have more original, authentic Chinese.
那你见过有人把客人赶走的吗？
Because in that, so you can see a boss who chased away his own patrons.
So we just 很感谢那个老板娘，我们就开到丹佛，然后去吃吃，找了一个中国餐馆去吃饭。
So we thank her and we drove to Denver for a Chinese restaurant.
然后吃完饭以后就发现车子坏了。
After we finished our food, we realized our car broke down.
车子怎么坏了？就是那个一开起来那个。方向盘转动很难转动，然后发出那个嗡鸣声，嗡那个嗡鸣声。
So it's very hard for me to turn the steering wheel, and it has all kinds of funny noises.
我在网上查，他说是 timing belt 的问题。
Is what?
Timing belt.、
Oh, it's a timing belt problem.
但 timing belt 我怎么搞？所以我自己搞不定了。
If the timing belt is broken, I can't fix it myself.
那所以出了餐馆，那个车子坏了，怎么办 ？Timing belt 的问题我自己又修不了。然后又不知道真正是什么问题，然后我们就说在丹佛找个旅馆住下吧，那天晚上住下，因为开不到山顶上去了，车子坏了，对不对
？So we can't drove up to the mountains anymore. Our car broke down, so we stayed one night in Denver.
结果在网上一查，那个没有几家旅馆，以为那个非常 popular， 旅馆都订满了，仅剩的几家都是1000多块钱一个晚上。
So we checked the place and there was not much hotels left.And every one of them is like $1,000 over for a night.
还好我们带着那个camping 的那个工具。
So we brought our camping tool.
我们马上去找 camping site， 然后去找 state park。
So we immediately look for state park and camping site.
全满了。
It's all full in Denver.
So 怎么办呢？车子又坏了，旅馆又订不到 ，camping site 又满了，怎么办呢
？So what should we do? Our car broke down. There's no hotel, and the camping site is full.
实在没办法，然后我就觉得。神啊，怎么会这样？到了一个绝境，没有出路，希望在哪里？出路在哪里
？So I ask God, why?
带着一家人，对不对？没有住的地方，车子也坏了。
Why am I suffering in this place? There's our car broke down. There seems to be no hope.
在那个时候，我在神的回到神的面前来悔改，我才发现我的心里面，其实我心里面深处说，我没有想让神在我这个 vocation 当中来做主。
And at that point, I come back to God and repent. I realize in my heart there's the intention to kick out God from my vacation.
So 在那个时候才从心里面有一个悔改，是说主啊，原来我是这样的人。
And at that point, I repent from my heart that I'm such a person.
我就才悔改说主啊，我现在愿意让你来在我这个 vacation 当中做主，你来做主。
At that point, I relinquish and say that God, you must be Lord in my vacation.
让我们在这个 vacation 当中能够来引照你，能够来荣耀你。
So that in our vacation we can enjoy and glorify you.
然后第二天，所以那天晚上我们就找了 state park， 找不到 camping site， 我们就在车里面睡觉。
So that night we spent the night in the car.
我很感谢我的女儿，也感谢我的太太，他们没有任何的抱怨，他们非常很 nice， 还说了很多鼓励的话，我都非常。
So I'm very thankful to my family that they didn't complain and they gave me lots of words of encouragement.
我就在车里面睡了一个晚上。
So we spent a night in the car.
但是很感谢主，当我的态度改变了之后，第二天我们把车子开到那个 Denver 那个 Toyota dealer 里面，然后他的那个人就告诉我。我以为他修不好，胎明半，因为你们知道，胎明半修个胎明半一般要几天的时间。结果他就告诉我，你这个不是胎明半的问题，你这是那个 power steering 那个 pump 出问题了。
So I drove to the garage the next day, and he told the mechanic told me it's not a timing belt problem. Thank God for that.
我还犹豫这下面几天要住在哪里呢？结果他告诉我，你的下午就可以修好了。
I thought that we have to stay a couple of days in Denver, but he told me in the afternoon your car will be ready.
然后我们就在那个 Toyota 的 dealer 里面，在他那个休息的地方，然后我在那上面就刷那个 Rocky Mountain 的那个 camping site， 然后结果把后面几天的 camping site 全订到了。
So at that point, I just booked all the camping sites in Rocky Mountain, so that the next couple days were all booked.
所以我在这里就看到，就是说，所以在这里面 我有一个很深的体会，就是说我们在不管在我们的旅行当中，也是让神在我们的旅行当中作主。
So my reflection is that even in our vacation, God is our Lord.
所以我们中国人很多的时候，我们是很功利的。
So Chinese is very works based.
我从小受的教育都是很功利的，很目的性很强。
And so there is a works based meritocratic idea when I was young.
所以当我开车去 Rocky Mountain 的时候。我每天一定要到达那个地方，一定要开到那个地方。
So, during my drive there, every day I have a goal to get there every day.
第一天一定要开到什么 Georgia 了，第二天一定要开到 Kansas City， 第三天要开到目的地。
So the first day at a certain place, second day to Kansas, and third day I must get there.
然后我太太提醒我说，我们不要这样目的性很强，我们就是引照稿的，享受神所创造的一切，在这过程当中享受神的所创造的一切。
My wife says, don't set this hard goals for yourself, just enjoy God through the journey.
但我心里面是，我口里面说是，但是我心里面还是说我一定要开到那个地方。
So even though my mouth says yeah, but my heart says no.
所以我看到功利性很强，但其实的话，是让我们去引照他，在我们的生活当中去引照他，让我们在我生活的每时每刻去引照他，然后去荣耀他。
But God wants us to, in our every daily life, to enjoy Him and to glorify Him.
但很多时候我们有我们自己的目的，我们有我们很多自己的计划，所以我们就背着我们的计划，背着我们的目的去，我们忘了就是神在我们的生命当中做主。
But we have our goals of ourselves, and we forget God that God is working in us.
所以那天早上我在堪明赛德起来，坐在那里看着太阳照过来的时候，我在读那个清教徒的祷告，我就读到这一段。
And so on that morning when I was sitting at the camping site and the sun rises upon me, I read this Valley of Vision on the Puritan's prayer.
那么在这里他说 May I pay regard to my principles as well as my conduct, my motives as well as my action. 那这句话什么意思？这句话的意思就是说，当我们在生活当中发生一些事情的时候，我们不要仅仅是注意我们外面的行为，而要注意我们心底里面那个动机是什么。还要注意我们就是我们为什么做，我们的心里面背后那个原则是什么。
And this is to remind us that in our daily conduct and principles, it's not just our actions, but let us pay attention to the motives in our hearts.
所以当我在那里，当我们在那个 Cedar Park 里面的时候，找不到 camping site 的时候，坐在车里面睡觉的时候，我们可以说，我仅仅只注意我们的行为，说啊主啊，我们怎么会这样？但是你要。进一步的要去思想你背后的那个 principle 是什么，你背后那个动机是什么，你行事的那个原则是什么。
So even if we were stranded in Denver, we can just ask why is it like this, but we have to search deeper into our motives and why we do certain things.
我后来就发现，就是说我后面的那个原则，那个动，那最深的原则就是说，我有我自己的计划。
I eventually realized that my own principle is that I have my own plan.
我这个 vocation 我不是在那个引照告的。
My vacation is not enjoying God.
我有我自己的计划，有我自己的目的。
I have my own goal and aim.
所以你要思考到那个原则，那个动机是什么。
And you have to reflect on the motives and the.
所以你的悔改要在那个原则上面，一个动机上面。
The
repent. 不仅仅在你外表的行为上。
Repentance is not just in our actions, but in our principles and motives.
那后面一句话是 May my heart be right with Thee, and my life as become the gospel. 这句话的意思就是说。让我的生命变成福音。
And this phrase, the last phrase, the meaning is that my life becomes the gospel.
所以这就是我这个旅行当中最大的感悟，就是我们的生命就是福音。
This is the greatest realization in my vacation that our life is the gospel.
所以我们今天的讲到的主题就是我的生命就是福音。
Our life is the gospel.
所以你的旅行是福音。
Your vacation is the gospel.
你的工作是福音。
Your work is the gospel.
你的家庭生活是。
And your family is the gospel.
所以让福音在你的生活各个方方面面能够体现出来。
And that the gospel may be manifested in all
areas of your life. 让基督的生命在你的生活的方方面面能够活出来。
That the life of Christ may be lived in all spheres of your life.
所以生命就是福音。
And this is the life is the gospel.
那个 Brother Lawrence, 他说当我弯下腰去捡一个稻草的时候，我是出于上帝的，我感受到上帝的爱。
And this brother Lawrence said that when he was taking up a straw even from the ground, it's for the love of God.
所以我在这次 vacation 当中，我就操练自己。当我去那个叠那个帐篷的时候，去叠去捆那个帐篷的线的时候，就想怎样能够坐在神的面前，怎样是出于上帝的爱，在当中感受到上帝的爱。
So in this vacation, I exercised this, right? Even as I setting up the tent, how can I do that to enjoy God's love?
能够做每一件事情，每一件最小的事情都是能够去enjoy God。
To do every single little thing for the enjoying of God。
然后每一件最小的事情都是做在神的面前。
And in every little thing we do it before God。
在神的爱当中。
And to do it。
我们的生命就是福音。
And our life is the gospel in God's love。
所以最终的最后，我们对这边讲到的总结是这样的。
So the conclusion for our sermon is this。
苦难是最终审判的影子。
Suffering is the shadow of the final judgment。
我们生活当中的苦难是最终审判的影子。
A suffering of our life is the shadow of our final judgment。
所以它的一个意义是提醒我们最终审判的存在。
Is to remind us that the final judgment exists。
第二，在我们的生活当中，苦难的存在不断地提醒我们如何要逃离这个最终的审判。
So in our lives, the sufferings that occur is reminding us endlessly how we are to avoid the final judgment.
这个方法唯一的方法就是要藏在基督里面。
And the only way for us to escape the final judgment is to abide in Christ.
藏在基督里面，换句话说就是让基督活在我们的里面。
That is to let Christ live in us.
用保罗的话说，我活着就是基督。
In the words of Paul, for me to live is Christ.
我们的生命就是福音。
And our life is the gospel.
所以让福音在我们的生命的方方面面能够活出来。
So the gospel may be manifested in all aspects of our life.
让基督在我们的方方面面，生活的方方面面都能够做主。
And Christ may be Lord over all spheres of our life.
所以小腰里未答第一位，我们人生的目的是什么
？And so the first question of catechism, what is the chief end of man?
是以身为乐，荣耀神。
Is to enjoy Him and glorify Him forever.
愿我们在我们的生活的方方面面能够以他为乐，荣耀他。
May we glorify Him and enjoy Him in all aspects of our life. Let's pray.
天父，亲爱的主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praise to you.
主啊，你是万王之王，你是万主之主。
O Lord, you are the Lord of Lords and you are the King of Kings.
主啊，帮助我们在我们的生活的方方面面能够以你为主。
Help us in all areas of our life that you may be Lord.
主啊，帮助我们在生活的方方面面能够来享受你，能够来荣耀你。
And that in all aspects of our life that we may enjoy you and glorify you.
主啊，帮助我们让我们的生命就是。
O Lord, help us that our life may be the gospel.
主啊，听我们这样的祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Hear our prayer. We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.